We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Steptoe and Son and Son.
Oh, God. He's got no consideration for me age. He can't even clean out his own room. Look at all his clothes. Yeah, I'll chuck them in his wardrobe and he can hang them up. Hello? What's this in here? A diary? Didn't know he kept a diary. What does he have worth writing about? Oh, God. A pressed daffodil. A great Jesse. Let's see. January the 1st. Dear diary, so we begin another year. I awoke this morning with a feeling of great optimism. I am convinced that this will be my year of destiny. As I write, I feel strangely elated. Something is going to happen to me this year. The wastelands of the past are behind me. A feeling of mysticism consumes my soul. I am about to be reborn. January the 2nd. Went to the dentist, got to have 6 teeth out. March the 3rd. Old Misery Gut's birthday tomorrow. Must get him something, otherwise I won't hear the end of it. April the 4th. The sun is shining outside, but it is dull compared with the sunshine in my heart. Last night I met Merlitsa, a Yugoslavian au pair girl from Belgrade. Music fills my being as I write her name. She is beautiful beyond my poor inadequate words. We talked about communism far into the night. I think she is impressed with my views on Tito and his policy of Stalinistic devotion and non-alignment. Meeting her at the Skinner's Arms tonight. April the 5th. Melitza didn't turn up. Waited till checking out time. If I ever see that fat ugly cow again, I'll smash her face. May the 7th. George took me to a party last night. One or two fair salts there, but I don't remember much about it. Oh, God, who's that? All right, I'm coming. Yes?
Good evening. I'm sorry to trouble you.
I think you got the wrong place, love. The maternity hospital's up the road.
I think I'm all right for a few weeks.
Good. Can I help you?
Does Mr. Harold Steptoe live here?
No. Look, dear, I think you made a mistake.
Well, this was the address I was given. I wanted to talk to him. It's very important.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't help you. The last time I saw him, he was talking about going to Australia. He may have gone for all I know.
Oh, don't
cry. People might see you.
I've been looking for him for months.
Yeah. About 8 by the look of you.
I'd found him at last.
Look, dear, that's not going to do any good. Oh, God. You better come inside.
Oh, thanks.
In here. In the lounge. Sit down.
Oh, thanks.
No, not that one. There's a spring sticking up. Have this one. Your name isn't Melitza, is it?
No, it's Beryl. Beryl Tomlin.
Well, Mrs. Tomlin.
Miss Tomlin.
Oh, God. Well, as I was saying, I don't know where he is. What do you want to see him about?
Well, I wanted to see him about this.
Oh? What's that then?
It's a baby. Or it will be. I just want to know what he's going to do about it.
What's it got to do with him?
Well, he's the father.
Rubbish. My Harold's a good boy. He wouldn't do anything like that.
I just want to talk to him about it.
Well, you can't. He hasn't lived it for years. It can't be him.
Dad, oh, Mum.
Oh, excuse me. I won't be long.
Hello, Dad. Oh, have I had a good day today? I've got a cartload out there.
Yeah, and you got a pram load in there as well.
Pardon?
You've done it now, haven't you?
Done what?
There's a bird in there, 8 months up the stick, and she says you're the father.
Hi. Me? You're kidding.
I'm not, but she is.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Who is she?
Beryl Tomlin, her name is.
Beryl? I've never heard of her, then.
Well, she's heard of you. Haven't you got any sense? Fancy telling her your name.
I don't know anything about it, honestly. Here, hang on. Let me have a word with her. Good evening. Can I help you?
Mr. Harold Steptoe?
Yes.
I'm Beryl Tomlin.
Oh. I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Well, somebody has.
Do you mind? Have we met?
Yes, I believe so.
God, blimey, ought to know.
You keep out of this. I'm very sorry, Miss Tomlin, but I don't seem to recognise you.
That's it, that's the way. Good lad. Deny it.
Keep quiet.
To tell you the truth, I don't seem to recognise you either.
Must have done it with your eyes shut.
Will you shut up? Are you sure you've got the right person?
I think so. I believe we met at a party at Hilary Philpott's last May.
Hilary? Well, Fred, I don't recall a girl named Hilary.
It's a man.
Oh. Well, I don't think I recall a man named Hilary either. I will certainly remember his name. I mean, we ain't got many Hilarys in the circles I'm moving.
Well, that's just it. Apparently somebody brought you to the party and nobody else knew you, and that's why it's taken me so long to find you. It seems that sometime during the evening, you and I met.
That's an understatement.
I'm afraid I don't remember very much about it. I think I must have had too much to drink.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Look, will you go and make a cup of tea or something?
Yeah.
Please sit down.
Beryl?
Beryl.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm sure we can sort this out. Now, please, don't think I'm trying to get out of anything, but if I don't remember you and you don't remember me, how can we be sure that we did actually...
Somebody saw us go into the bedroom.
Well, that don't prove anything, of course. I mean, I could have been looking for your coat or something.
Well, perhaps that's why we went in there, but I don't think that's what we did while we were in there. We didn't come out for over an hour, and everybody wanted to go home, and they had to climb through the window to get their coats, and then they saw us. Do you remember going to a party last May?
May?
Have a look in your diary.
Yes, I'll have... What diary? I said, what diary?
I don't know. I'll go make the tea.
What do you know about my diary?
Nothing.
You've been snooping out my bedroom again.
No, I haven't. Let go! You're hurting me.
Where is it? Where is it?
I don't know. It's in my pocket.
You nosy little devil. There's nothing private in this house. You've been reading it.
I haven't.
A monkey in a zoo gets more privacy than I do. Won't keep you a minute, miss.
Oh, I don't want to cause any trouble.
Don't worry. We want to find out the truth, don't we? Now, let's see.
May the 7th.
May the 7th. Shut up, you. I'll attend to you afterwards. Here we are. May the 7th.
I told you.
Shut up. George took me to a party last night. One or two fair salts there, but I don't remember very much about it. Must have had a skinful.
I think we both did. I didn't want to go to the party in the first place, but I was miserable because I'd just broken up with my boyfriend.
Oh, well, perhaps he's...
No.
No?
No. We never had any relations.
What's your relations got to do with it?
Ain't you ignorant? Not Val's relations. She means they never had carnal knowledge of each other.
Blimey, no wonder he left her.
You've got a mind like a cesspool, haven't you? Go and make the tea. Miss Tomlin and I have things to discuss. Go on.
Don't commit yourself. Speak to a lawyer first.
I must apologise for my father. He is very uncouth.
That's all right, I understand. You should have heard what my family said.
Oh, you have a family?
Oh, yes.
Any brothers?
2, 6 and 7.
Feet?
No, that's how old they are.
Miss Tomlin, although I cannot recall the episode of the night in question, it did obviously take place. And I would like to apologise for the condition you now find yourself in.
I'm just as much to blame as you are.
Well, the point now is, what are we going to do about it?
Well, that depends on you, Mr. Steptoe.
Well, naturally, well, this has come as a great shock to me. I am fully prepared to face up to my responsibilities. I must have had to my fun, and I've got to pay for it.
Now, I don't want you to think I'm trying to blackmail you into anything, Mr. Steptoe. It's hardly a good basis for marriage, is it?
Well, of course, if she don't want to marry me, I quite understand.
I didn't say that.
I mean, having seen me sober, I mean, well, the both of us, and knowing what I do for a living, you might not want to marry me. Nobody else has up to now. I ain't got much to offer. It would mean living here with old faceache. Perhaps it'd be better if I just coughed up a few quid for the sprog and we forget all about it.
Mr. Steptoe, I came here not knowing what to expect, and I find that you're a very kind and considerate person. And I think a girl could do a lot worse than marry someone like you.
This... Do you mean that?
I do.
All right, then, you're on.
Well, only if you're sure.
I am.
Only we're not in love, are we?
Well, I don't think that matters. I mean, we're too old for that. Well, I am.
I think you ought to know I'm 28.
That's a lovely age for a woman. I'm 35. No, I'm not. I'm 38.
That's not very old.
It is when you're 38.
I prefer mature men. Oh, well, I always have.
Well, I mean, I've been around a bit. I mean, I can't deny that. Well, if I die tomorrow, I can't complain. We've had my share. Well, that's all settled then.
Yes.
I suppose we'd better make it as soon as possible.
Yes, I think so. Where?
Well, I don't think we should have a white wedding, do you?
No, no.
How about Paddington Registry Office?
Lovely.
Monday?
Yes.
I'll get the licence and put your name down for the hospital at the same time. Yeah, I'll get the wedding ring as well. We'll have to get engaged afterwards. I'm a bit boracic lint at the moment.
You are sure, Mr. Steptoe?
Harold.
Harold.
Yes, I'm sure. Can I kiss you, Belle?
Yes.
Oh, at it again. Haven't you had enough?
Can you knock for you coming?
It's my house. I don't have to knock on my own house. Well, have you decided? How much has she stung you for?
She ain't stung me for nothing. We're going to get married.
Marriage? You dozy, gullible twit. I knew I shouldn't have left the room.
Now look, we're getting married, see? I know what I'm doing.
Harold, don't argue with your father, please.
Argue with him? I don't have to argue with him. I'm 38, for God's sake, I can do what I like. I'm marrying you because I want to. Every child should have a father. For God's sake, what am I saying?
You want your brains tested. Bang a 50 bob, we can get shot at her.
Oh, look, you. I've never had much out of you, but I want something out of you now, and I'm going to get it. I want to look of joy on your face like any normal man hearing his son is getting married. Do you hear me? I want to look of joy.
You're joking me.
Let's have it.
I can't breathe.
A look of joy. That's better. And now, I want you to say, congratulations, son. I hope you're going to be very happy.
Never.
Oh, you're hurting him.
I'll kill him. Come on, congratulations, come on.
Congratulations.
And I hope you'll be very happy.
And I hope you'll be very happy.
And I'm giving you £500 for a wedding present.
You'll have to kill me to get that.
Yeah, all right, I'll get it later. And now, a kiss for the bride. Wipe your lips.
Well, I think I'd better be going now.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So I'll see you out. That way about him. He'll get used to the idea. Look, after we're married, if he says anything to you, you just let me know. And he'll go out of that door so fast his feet won't touch the ground till he gets to the old people's home.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Good night, Mr. Steptoe. I do hope we're going to get along well together.
Say good night, Peter.
Yeah.
I do realise how you must feel about everything, but I'll do my best to make Harold a good wife and to be a good daughter-in-law to you. And if it's a boy, we'll call him after you.
After me?
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Albert Ladysmith Steptoe Jr.
Oh, God. Here, I'll run you home in the horse and cart, if you like. Oh, no, of course, it might jolt you up a bit, then, mightn't it?
That's all right. I'll get a taxi.
Oh, well, here you are. Here's a quid. That should be enough. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, we've got a lot to do. Oh, are we going to have a reception?
Well, I hope so. You better ask your father. That's down to him, you know.
We better draw up a list.
I can tell you mine now. Him. Well, I don't want him to come, really. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to be a father. I wonder if I enjoyed it.
Hello.
Hello.
Had a good day?
Not bad.
What are you going there?
Personal things.
Oh.
The things for the baby.
Let's have a look.
No, I don't want you touching them, putting all the germs all over them. They're delicate things, babies. I don't want you breathing anywhere near him till he's 18. Or at least until he's had his inoculations.
But you was a baby once. You never caught anything off me.
Yeah, I was immune, wasn't I? With three generations living in this rat hole, it's like them Egyptians falling in the Suez Canal. Nothing ever happens to them.
Let me have a look. I won't touch them, I promise.
All right, then. Stand over there. Further. Go on. There.
Ah, They're nice.
Do you like them? They're booties.
Yeah, they're lovely. Keep his little plates warm, they will.
Don't touch them. Stay where you are. Get back. Back. Back.
Do you think they're the right size?
Oh, you don't go by sizes. Not with babies. Here. This is a little jacket for him.
Ah, oh, that's pretty. Bit small, though, ain't it?
Well, of course it's small. It's for a baby, not Harry Seacombe.
Steptoe babies have always been big babies. You were 10.5 pounds, nearly as much as I was.
Oh, I knew you'd have to be bigger than me.
I was over 11 pounds.
You ain't grown much, have you?
How much did that lot set you back?
25 quid.
You must be crackers. I kitted you out for 7 and a tanner.
Yeah, I bet you did. An ex-army battle dressed in a pair of boots, I suppose. Or was it a sandbag with 2 holes cut in it for my little legs?
No, it was all good gear. I got all your stuff off the round. I never had to buy you so much as a handkerchief until you were 16.
Well, I never had an handkerchief until I was 16. What are you talking about?
You're wasting good money. You could have got all that stuff off the car and washed up. You can't tell it from you.
My son is not going to wear other people's cast-offs. He's going to be brought up different to what I was. He's not going to waste his life sitting on an horse and cart.
It might be a girl.
A girl? Oh, no, no, no. It can't be a girl, Dad. There's got to be a boy. I've always wanted a boy. Oh, no, no, no. I'm not having a girl.
Oh, there's nothing much you can do about it, is there? You put your tanner in, pull the handle and take the chance on what comes out. All that stuff will have to go back. It's the wrong colour.
No. No, no, no. It's going to be a boy. I got a feeling. It's funny, isn't it, eh? All these years I've been dreaming of having a family of my own. I'd given up hope. Then all of a sudden, in 24 hours, I got a wife and a baby. I'm glad it's happened like this. I mean, getting them both together, it saves time. And she's not bad looking, is she? I mean, I could have done a lot worse, couldn't I?
You have done a lot worse. Lots of times.
Oh, so she's going to be all right, Dad. Yeah, I just thought you're going to be a grandfather.
Yeah, there is that to it. I'm looking forward to that. I'll teach him a few things.
Don't you dare.
Harold?
Yes?
I'm not very good at this sort of thing. I know we've had our ups and downs and all that, but I want you to know that if this is what you really want, then I'm very happy for you.
Thank you, Dad.
I know I'm a bit of an old twit, but I'm a good judge of character, and I think she's going to be all right.
Yes, I think so too, Dad.
And I'm going to give you that £500 for a wedding present.
Oh, no, I was only joking about that. I mean, I had you by the throat, didn't I?
No, I want you to have it, Harold.
Don't know what to say, Dad.
Don't say anything. Take it before I change my mind.
Thanks, Dad.
That's all right. It's good to see you so happy.
Don't be, Beryl.
Hello, Harold.
It's George. But Beryl.
Yeah, the Navy's here.
George, what are you doing here? I thought you was in Hong Kong.
Oh, I got back the day before yesterday. I'm on leave.
Oh, well, come in.
Yeah,
come
it's
in.
All right.
You all right, love?
Yes, thanks.
Hey, Dad, look who's there.
Hello, Mr. Steptoe.
Hello, George.
Oh, stupid me. Let me introduce you to him. Sorry, George, this is Beryl. Oh,
we've already met.
Oh, well, then, you know all of us, and me.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. The point is, Harold, I heard about Beryl and the wedding yesterday, and, well, I can't let you do it.
What do you mean, you can't let me do it? What's it got to do with you?
Well, you remember it was me what took you to that party?
Yeah?
Yeah, well, it was me what did everything else as well.
what do you mean?
Yeah, it's true, Harold. It wasn't you, it was me.
It can't be you. Because it was me they saw under bed.
Oh, yeah, you were on under bed. All right, yeah, spark out all evening. What they didn't see was me under the bed. I dived under just as I came through the window. Well, the point is, Harold, as soon as I heard about Beryl and baby, well, I mean, I couldn't let you take the blame. So I went round to see her and, well, to cut a long story short, we're getting married.
No, she's going to marry me. Look, I don't mind about the baby. I'll bring it up.
I'm sorry, Harold, but I think it would be better if I married the real father.
No, but I've just told you, it don't matter. I don't mind.
For the baby's sake, Harold, it must be better for him to have his real mum and dad. You do see that, don't you? I really think I ought to marry George.
She's right, Harold.
I'm sorry, Harold.
That's all right, George.
That was a really noble thing you were gonna do. I'm proud to know you.
Yeah.
Well, we better be going, Beryl, dear. We've got a lot to do. Oh, you are, of course, invited to the wedding, Harold. In fact, I'd like you to be best man.
Oh, thank you, George. I'm very honoured. I'd like to wish you both the best of every happiness.
Thank you, Harold. You are sweet.
Before you go, you better have these as a wedding present. Baby clothes. I don't suppose I'll be needing them now.
Oh, that is kind.
I hope it's a boy.
Yeah. Come along, dear. I'll ring you tomorrow, Harold. Let you know what the arrangements are.
Yes, right. Cheerio.
That was a narrow escape, wasn't it? You nearly got lumbered there.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
You're better off out of it.
I suppose so. Of
course you are. I mean, can you imagine it? All those nappies hanging round the place?
Yeah.
The kid crying its eyes out all night long?
Yeah. No sleep.
No wink.
All the rars we'd have had.
Yeah.
Kids stinking the place up.
Yeah.
Screaming its head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And I've gone out to get drunk.
Harold.
What?
Can I come with you?
Yeah, all right. Come on.
By the way.
What?
Give us my 500 quid back.
You do that.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Gwendolyn Watts as the girl and Richard Griffiths as the sailor. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby Jay.